This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and you're listening to Her Vantage. This is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I've got two women in front of me. First, an introduction, Puan Sri Siu Yong Nyanalingam and also Sandra Manus Wolf. They both represent Soroptimus International. We're going to be talking about their 21st Soroptimus International Convention, which will be held in KL. But before that, I have heard of Soroptimus International over the last couple of decades, but I don't know much about it. Maybe Puan Sri, you can tell us a little bit about the history of Soroptimus International.
Yeah. Actually, I could put it in a very factual way or a fun way. The fun way is I heard some Rotarian wanted to start an organization called Optimus.
Okay.
And then, but he was meant for males. But he went to a building, I think, with some kind of education center, and he found two ladies there and couldn't find any males. And when he left, the lady said, "Oh, don't forget to include us if you want to start something like that," sarcastically, I guess.
Right.
And then he thought about it and he thought, yeah, maybe I should start the one for women.
Right.
And that's how he came up. He came up with the name Sorrow, which means sisters.
Okay.
And the optimist is to be at your best, you know. So it's sisters at your best. That's what Soroptimus
means. The best of sisterhood.
Of sisterhood.
So, and this was started in 1921 in Oakland, California.
Oh, 92. Okay.
So we're going to celebrate 100 years.
Oh, that's going to be a big one in 2 years' time.
Fantastic.
Okay. So, and when did it arrive in Malaysia?
Oh, in Malaysia, it was in 1991, I think, mm-hmm. October or November of 1991, the first club of SI Kuala Lumpur was started.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the reason, and you joined started a club later.
Yeah, our club was chartered in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
We are now 25 years old,
okay.
Celebrating our our silver anniversary, I guess. And is it silver?
Yeah, yes, silver, right? 25, yeah, just past the 25th, yes, silver.
Yes, 25th anniversary.
Okay, so I'm sure like over the years, right, what has started with the main reason started, it must have evolved over the years, right? What have you seen in terms of the evolution of Soroptimus International?
I think they used to focus on children. They said women and children. But over the years, they were very insistent that we should focus on girls, women and girls. So we try not to focus so much on the boys because they have the feeling that most of the boys are taken care of, but actually the girls are a little bit more neglected.
Mm-hmm.
And in marginalized communities, I think it's far worse.
Right.
They don't have that access to education. They are told to stay back in their villages and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Our focus is more to bring the girls up to get more gender equality.
Right. Okay. So I know you got a convention and you're the International Convention Chair that's happening in July. I want to hear a little bit from Sandra as well. Like, so you're the president of SI Ampang.
Yes.
And when did you get involved in SI, you know, and what does the club do?
Well, each club, there are 15 in Malaysia. We have different focuses because it just depends on the interests, how we can help underprivileged women and children, or particularly girls. It depends on the strengths in each club, and we come up with projects, with ideas. We have regular events. We have, for example, former president introduced that we would go to the Children's Cancer Ward at the General Hospital here. And so every year we make a visit at least one time.
Mm.
And also we've been able to provide them with TVs.
Mm. Okay.
And Astro has been kind to give the subscription for free.
Mm.
Also we've bought them equipment, badly needed equipment like respirators, things like that. But we like to celebrate all the different festivities. And therefore, for example, this we're in almost at the end of Ramadan. Mm. We had a buka puasa.
Mm.
Normally we have it sponsored. We try to get the community involved and we do a buka puasa for, say, 150 children.
Right.
This time we changed it a little bit, and we went to a welfare centre for underprivileged elderly citizens. Right. So we had 100 of those, and then we also had 30 orphans right. attend the Buka Puasa.
Right. What kind of women do you see? And, of course, there's a lot of women organising. What kind of women do you see joining SI? And what kind of women are you encouraging to join SI?
Actually, we are a club, an international organisation for women in the professions as well as in business. So we have both categories of people. Mm-hmm. So we are talking about working women, right. basically.
Professional women.
Yeah, professional working women. So we have teachers, lawyers, doctors, mm-hmm. and, you know, anyone works in a working environment, plus business women. We do encourage entrepreneurs to join us as well.
All right. So in the last over 25 years, you've got how many clubs now?
We have 15 clubs in Malaysia.
Okay.
And hoping to start one in, I think, Malacca. They're trying to.
Okay.
Even in Klang. But it takes time. Okay. You need to find a leader, somebody right. who's willing to be the president. I have started a few clubs in Malaysia, mm-hmm. and that is the most difficult part. Someone to take the leadership.
To start, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If no one wants to, they all want to join. Mm. They don't mind being a member. But if they don't mind some of them doing work. But they're scared to be the leader. To be the charter president is the most difficult. They say, oh, no, I can't do it. Nobody wants to take up. Then you can't start, is it?
Right.
So like in Ipoh, I had a long time trying to start. Suddenly, I found one lady. She was willing to start. Mm-hmm. Boom, it happened.
Right.
Even in Seremban, it was so hardcore for me to start. Many years, and everyone was struggling to try to get it going. Okay. When I was the national rep or president that time of Malaysia, I managed to do it only because you find somebody who will be willing to do it. I noticed that is the way to start it, to find someone like you willing to start the club in Tun Dr. Ismail.
But even in a club that's thriving, sometimes it's also difficult to find somebody who will step up. Yeah, yes. Right.
So, so with 15 clubs, you're saying that it's all over Malaysia?
Yeah, we have in Kuching and Kota Kinabalu as well.
Right.
And, of course, difficult to manage to start more there, mm-hmm. you know, is the distance and so on. Okay. I started the one in Kuching because I was holding my conference in Sarawak, in mm-hmm. Kuching, when I was the Southwest Pacific President, mm-hmm. SI Southwest Pacific President. And the rule is that there must be a club there.
Right.
So I had to start the club before I could hold my conference there. Right. But it was a good opportunity for me to do it. Otherwise, you know, nobody would bother to do it. Mm. But I had to do it. No choice. And I wanted it in Sarawak because of this conference. I already knew by then I was going to hold this world conference here. And I didn't want them to come twice. And then everybody said, oh, we've been there, done that.
Right. Okay.
So I did it in Sarawak. And then a lot of people came because of a very interesting new venue and country.
Right.
For the Southwest Pacific as well.
Right. So when you look at Soroptimist International, there are all these various I don't know what you call them, different groups or around
chapters,
the world.
Yeah. Chapters. Though.
Yeah, so you've clubs, got, yeah. So America.
That is a federation.
That's a federation. Yeah.
We have four federations in the SI world. One is America, where it all started. Mm. And then number two, we have it in, I think, Europe. It's SI Europe, maybe number two. Mm-hmm. Then they had in Great Britain and Ireland, and we are the fourth federation president, fourth federation. We are the youngest. Started about 75 years ago only.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you...
In Australia, obviously.
You know, there are a lot of now new women groups and all that. So how would... what would be different about SI to other women groups?
We are different in a way that we are affiliated in a way to the United Nations. Mm. So our voice is heard there.
Okay. We have a representative.
Yeah. We have representatives at all the UN centres. And so during the CSW, for example, we are heard. Some of our ladies will be speakers and so on, you know. And
CSW?
Status of Women.
CSW, we'll get to that. Charter
Commission of the Status of Women.
All right. So we'll talk a little bit about the Soroptimist International Convention that's happening in KL soon, in just a moment. I'm here with Puan Sri Siu Yong Nyanyalingam, International Convention Chair of Soroptimist International, and Sandra Wolf, President of SI in Ampang. You're listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Her Vantage and Enterprise. Good morning, if you've just joined us. I'm here with Puansri Suyong Nyanyalingam, International Convention Chair of Seroptimus International, together with Sandra Manners-Wolf, President of Seroptimus International, or SI Ampang. We're going to talk a little bit about the 21st Seroptimus International Convention in KL. So this is what? An event that's held once every 4 years?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's quadrennial convention, they call it, right?
Okay.
A tough word. But what happens is they go around, they rotated around the four federations. Mm. So which means to say, out of four federations, then you get once in 16 years a chance to host this.
In this part of the world?
This part of the world, Southwest Pacific, for example, is a big deal.
Right.
On top of it, there are many countries in Southwest Pacific.
Right.
So to be one of the countries from the Southwest Pacific to be accorded this honor is fantastic.
Right.
Because they have not done it in anywhere in Asia, despite the fact that SIA, Seroptimus International America, has got many Asian countries.
Right.
And for example, they have Japan, they have Korea, they have Taiwan, they have Philippines, right? And then some other, Great Britain Island has all the India and so on. But in this part of our federation, the other Asian countries, ASEAN countries actually, except for Mongolia and Hong Kong, they're also part of us, but the rest are ASEAN countries. And then we have the Pacific Island countries.
Right.
We have Australia and New Zealand.
So the last one was held 4 years ago in?
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
We took over the flag there. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So now you're in KL.
Yeah.
What is this, this year's theme?
Okay, the theme this year, they called it Seroptimus Enable a Sustainable World, Global Connections, Empowered Women.
Right.
So we are connecting with the rest of the world more to... Actually, most of the topics is talking about how to make sure the world is sustainable in many different forms.
Mm.
For example, we make sure there's no poverty, that the climate and environment is going to be safer, you know, that sort of no violence.
Right.
So it becomes a more topic for us to think about the future also.
Right.
Not just for now, but for the future, what it's going to be like.
And I think it is a global concern.
Exactly. It's a buzzword, isn't it, now, sustainability.
Yeah.
So everything we try to do, introduce, write down club-level projects, we try to do it with a view of making it sustainable in every way.
Right. So who are some of the key names coming for this event?
One of the more famous one, and she be the main keynote speaker, is Christina Lam. She is a UK journalist. I think she has won several awards, but she's the author of the book called I Am Malala.
Right.
And then The Girl from Aleppo as well.
Okay.
So I think everybody have heard of her because of the Malala story. So she's going to be the main keynote speaker, and then we have others like Catherine Janelle Lanil, I think she's the candidate for the post of Director General of the FAO, which is the
Food and Agriculture Organization
of the United Nations.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, we have our own local, very famous Dato Maslan Osman, who is the astrophysicist, and she was in the UN.
This is so cool.
Post as well, twice, you know, I think she held the post.
Yeah, and her director of the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, in case the aliens do turn up.
Yeah, she'll know how to chase them.
Okay, so this is the main, so you'll be talking about sustainability, violence, that sort of thing. So it's all held over 2 days?
Three days.
Oh, held over 3 days.
19 to the 21st of July.
Okay, yeah. Where in KL?
In the KLCC.
Okay.
KL Convention Center.
And how many people are you hoping to...
Really hoping to have 1,000 minimum.
Okay. How's the response so far?
Not bad.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Yeah.
And you know how it is, because it's Raya and everybody's sort of like, you know, and things only happen Malaysian style last minute.
I hope so.
Well, you know, we're expecting women from all over the world.
Right.
So they don't all necessarily.
Right, because it is going to be interesting. So you would expect a lot more, I guess, from this federation, but even on the global scale.
Yeah, normally it's like that. Unfortunately, in a way, most of the federations, they find it hard to support it all the time, mm-hmm. only because they also have their own conventions, you see.
Right.
Every federation have their own. Ah. So, you know, you have to spend a lot of money on attending your own. And they are more regular.
Right.
For example, once a year, some mm-hmm. of them hold every 2 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then this one as well. So they really feel it hard on the pocket
okay.
to come all the way.
Having said that, though, the Malaysian one, in with the exchange rate, is actually a good value one.
Yeah. A steal.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
definitely.
We're also, you know, we're promoting Malaysia here and trying to encourage them to come from no matter where, to get out of bad weather, maybe,
okay.
and to see this beautiful country and all its assets.
So we do have this federation-wide conventions as well, and also national-wide conventions. Do you all do that on a national level as well?
We have
once
in 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, once
biannual.
In 2 years.
Biannual.
Right. Yeah. So that's biannual.
Conference, that we call it.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think, why once in 4 years, you think that's sort of like a workable as opposed to maybe once every 2 years?
No, I think once in 4 years is already hard work.
It's a lot of work.
Says the chair.
I was told 9 years ago whether I would take it up in 2010, you know, when the lady who was the president that time, and she has to make a decision. Because we do it almost like the Olympics, you know?
I know.
And then I had to go to Montreal to commit
that
we are going to do it. No pitching because nobody in the Southwest Pacific wanted to do it. Or she thought. And she just approached me, said, would you do it? If you agree, I don't think anybody will object and we can do it. Of course, I was like, what are you talking about? 9 years later, I can't think of it.
Right, right.
But the one reason why I agreed to do it, because I was actually quite scared. I was quite a young suroptimist, right, at that point in time. And then I said, my God, 9 years later. But she said it's the first time in Asia. That was the one key sentence
that
made me think, wow,
okay.
it'd be a very good...
Because it'll be another 16 years before you get to this part, and it won't be in Malaysia.
Yeah, may not be. It will never be already, I think. They will give it to someone else, to be fair. Maybe Fiji, maybe New Zealand. They never had it in New Zealand. So she's a New Zealander, I was surprised.
Okay. Wow, 9 years warning.
Warning.
Yeah. And, you know, so much effort you've put in, you know, to...
We have to.
Okay.
Yeah, we really want to, because we are given this honour, first time in Asia, and we are like Malaysia, truly Asia, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to use that theme to really attract a lot of them and to really enjoy the multi-diversity of our culture, you know? It's so fantastic.
Right.
I honestly feel that we can because we are so interesting a country in terms of our cultures and so on.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think the Malaysian ladies are a lot of fun, actually. last year, I attended the one in Melbourne, and we were the fun factor. I think everybody was. We got people.
Yeah, Malaysia is always fun.
We have a friendship night at the convention. We have two. You can maybe say some more, Suyong, about it. But friendship night is on the Friday.
On Friday
19th.
Okay. The first day normally is a friendship night. We call it.
Mm.
In the past, we used to only restrict it to SI members, but now I think we are a bit more open. Mm. Anyone that wants to attend also will. Happily welcome, including the men.
Mm.
Because actually, suroptimists now, you can't say no men.
Right, right. You know,
no discrimination.
No discrimination.
Yeah.
But also,
so from the Rotarian side and from our side, I think.
But also at grassroots level, if we help the boys or the men, sometimes we need to help them.
Yeah.
So that they will support the women. So it's a win-win for everybody.
It's a conversation for both genders,
right? Yeah.
It's not. It can't be just for the women. So if people like to get tickets, where do they go?
You have to register, actually.
Okay.
It's more of a registration thing. We have actually opened it to NGOs in Malaysia. We have sent them letters, but I don't think the response is great yet.
Okay.
Hopefully they are last-minute entries.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you say register, do they go to a website?
Yes.
So they go to the Soroptimist International website. Okay, let me look at it. We've got here...
The SI Convention website.
Okay. So if on Instagram, if you go on Facebook...
No, it should be the other one.
Ah, yes. So it's the SI Convention KL 2019.org.
You can even just Google and you'll
yeah.
get that.
I'm yeah, sure. the moment it comes up. Like, I'm sure you put in convention, you'll yeah. come.
Suroptimist International Convention.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being with us, ladies. I've been speaking to Puan Sri Siu Yong Yan Lingam from International Convention Chair for the upcoming 21st Suroptimist International Convention that's being held here, and also Sandra Manners Wolf, President of SI in Ampang. This is Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.